Hello, shorts. All right, we're going to try to do this fast. Mistakes will probably be made. All right, Christian school cancels autism week after pastor calls activities demonic. You know where this is going. Yeah. Extreme BSC. You know, and possibly trigger warnings. I'm not sure. But red flags. In Florida, oh, well, there's a problem right there. A private Christian school, oh, well, there's there's more problem. Red flags. Decision to cancel Autism Awareness Week after the school's pastor claimed such an event is idolatry and demonic has sparked backlash from parents vowing to pull their kids out. All right. I mean, this is pretty much the story. You don't need more than this. You got the bad news and the good news. You got the whole story there, but honestly, it's not quite awful enough yet. Let's see what else we can get into with this story, shall we? A few quotes, and then we'll call it a day. Bakers argued these events led students to prioritize identity over their faith in Jesus Christ. The planned activities, similar to previous years, included themed dress-up days aimed at raising autism awareness. Help me understand. How does recognizing your identity in a particular group equate to prioritizing that over your faith in Jesus Christ? Right? I mean, I'm a black man. Those are both identities. If I say I'm a man, that's an identity. I'm a cis male. That's an identity. A straight cis male. That's an identity. All right. I am black, African American, Negro, whatever your word is. Those are identifiers. It's part of my identity. It's part of who I am. I'm visually impaired. That's a part of who I am. You know, I am a person with a disability. That's a part of my identity. And if my identity was autism, that would be a part of my identity too. You know, a lot of people are aware of visual impairments. They're not aware of autism and what that means and entails. And there is good reason to, you know, raise awareness for these types of things, which is why we have days for them. How on earth, were I a Christian, would recognizing an identifier be prioritizing some identity over faith in Jesus? How does that work in your mind? How does that work in reality? What does that mean? And then the rest of this paragraph, the planned activities similar to previous years, this is something they've been doing. So why is it a sin this year? What made it different this year? My guess, because the story doesn't go into it, is politics. You know, Christians, especially the conservative ones, they got this real axe to grind with identity politics. And this feels like identity politics to them. Oh no, this thing that we've been doing for years and years, this good thing, by the way, that's identity politics. And so not only is it something that we'd rather not do, it's demonic. Are you kidding me? Demonic? The word Christian means like Christ, and it was given to the followers of Christ because they acted like Jesus. Remember those bracelets from the 2000s that asked WWJD, if Jesus Christ led Trinity, would he, just a brief interruption in this sentence, if you want to know what kind of people these are, he is capitalized. But it's not just capitalized. Both letters, H-E, are capitalized. Okay? I think we understand the kind of wackadoo we're dealing with. As you're out there, you're kind of out there when you capitalize he. When you capitalize H-E, you can't be reached. So, would he have an Autism Awareness Week? Well, think about that, Christians. Would he? Oh, no, you're wrong. The answer is, of course not. Why? Because anything that exalts itself above the name of Jesus Christ should be brought down. Hang on. Why is saying that we're doing some autism awareness, how is that bringing that above the name of Jesus Christ? Also, your fake God, really? Nothing can be more important than your fake God. Nothing can seem to be more important than your fake God. Are you kidding me? You want to know what's wrong with Christianity? It's this stuff. You want to know why people are leaving in droves? It's this stuff. This is the reason. You are the problem. You are the problem. I attended a little bit of autism awareness, which is genuinely a good thing that you used to do. It's certainly wrong. In fact, it's not wrong. It's freaking demonic. You're exalting yourself above Jesus. This never gets explained in this article. I've read the whole thing. Let me repeat myself, just so I'm not quoted out of context, he continued. Any philosophy, teaching, or program that teaches our precious children that their identity is found in anything other than Christ is idolatry and demonic, period. Okay. What does that mean? So you can't identify yourself with adjectives other than Christian, which is just, that's just flat out weird. Husband, that's an identity. Wife, that's an identity. Father, mother, that's an identity. Can't do it. Autistic. Do they think this stuff through? The pastor's stance has led to significant unrest among parents, with some considering withdrawing their children from the school. Vanessa Francisco, a parent of an autistic adult and a daughter at the school, called on the school's board of directors to condemn his message as disgraceful and ignorant. That email felt like an unprovoked attack on my family, a slap in the face I never saw coming, and from our pastor of all people. She was quoted as writing to the school leaders, "How can we continue to allow someone so grossly ignorant to preach to our children?" Let me stop you right there. Why are you allowing anyone to preach to your children in school? I'm just curious. Why is that so important to you? I mean, you've got your children in a Christian private school, so you're clearly making them go to church. Why do you need the school to preach to your children? Just a thought. But you've decided that this man, surely, he's grossly ignorant. I agree. Why let someone so grossly ignorant preach to our children, to educate our children in any capacity? I agree with you, lady. Been trying to tell you this for a while. His hatred for autistic and disabled, the autistic and disabled community is so enormously obvious that I cannot stand by and just accept what Baker tells me. And, you know, we've seen this sort of thing, by the way, in other pastors where they've called autism itself demonic. I don't think this guy's that far off from that. Because once again, this is not a guy who is saying that you can't have any identifiers. But woe betide if you identify by a disability, especially autism, because that's kind of political too. Andrea Gaelic, a parent of autistic child at Trinity, told WPTV PTV that she will pull her kids out of the school. I feel like my heart stopped beating because not once, but twice in his email message, he says that wearing this title of autism is demonic, Gaelic told the outlet. And my mouth was on the floor. I'm offended as a Christian because I feel that he is using the Bible for his own interpretation. Hey, let me stop you right there. That's what everybody who uses the Bible does. It's always their own interpretation because there is no one right interpretation. So, yeah, of course he is. And this interpretation is offensive. Okay, well, what about all the interpretations he had that were offensive to other people and not you? It's nice that you're now on the offended train. A little late, but okay. Not just to my son, but to any child or adult afflicted with autism breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Miles, her son, has started saying he doesn't belong in his class, and I just tell him that God made him perfectly, she said, and this was a plan all along. Hang on. God's plan was to make you autistic? What? I guess you have to say that? Yeah, God made you born with this terrible disease. Because he loves that disease. Yeah, God made you born blind because he loves blindness. What, healed? Why do you want to be healed? You were made perfectly blind, deaf, with cancer, childhood cancer. God made you with childhood cancer, don't you know? It's part of his plan. She goes on, and we just have to walk in it. It's like stepping in dog poop. It's easy. Sorry, we just have to walk in it and know he's a smart boy and everyone who meets him loves him. She's talking about her kid, not God. Follow the backlash. Baker repented. That was wish casting. Baker doubled down on his position in a statement sent to the Palm Beach Post. The teachings of Christ are more than sufficient for ministering to all our precious children, he wrote. There were moral aspects of this initiative that were diametrically opposed to the teachings of Christ. This is in the article. This is not my commentary. What comes next? The pastor didn't detail the moral aspects of the initiative in question, but stated that the administrators have recently been going through our school calendar and canceling and reframing activities and events to align with our Christian worldview. Yeah, this came too close to the kind of identity politics that they don't like and they didn't want to be associated with, and they're going through and they're reframing everything they do politically. Because there wasn't anything wrong with it before the politics, but now there is. It's not just wrong. It's not just that people are viewing it in a way that we don't mean. It's that it's demonic. It's idolatry and demonic. This is what's happening to you, church. The school serving over 400 students also canceled its Easter egg hunt, he said. Yeah, because of course they did. Of course they did. A teacher's aide has also been dismissed. Let me just reword that for you, Christian Post. Fired. She was shit-canned, picking up, for sharing the pastor's email on social media. Oh, no. You weren't actually supposed to tell people what happened. That email wasn't supposed to go out there. We were supposed to have this bigotry privately. Yeah, church. you know what the problem is? You're hearing this from me, and you're not hearing it from other Christians. You should be hearing it from other Christians who are condemning this. And if that's how you heard this story first, then maybe there is some saving grace in the whole thing. But the fact that you're hearing it from me or someone like me for the first time means that there aren't enough voices from within condemning this. Now, I praise this article for at least kind of standing up or at least presenting both sides of the story, which they usually don't do at the Christian Post. So that's great, because there are people who are more than scratching their heads at the Christian Post over this. Once again, I've seen how they've covered autistic issues in the church before. But honestly, every decent, right-minded Christian should be outraged. And your lack of outrage is hurting you. It's hurting you. Story after story, I do this almost every day, whenever I feel okay. It's not that there aren't enough stories to do this every day, and I'm just using a few sources. And these are the stories that Christians present. This is what they want you to know about what they're doing. They think it's good. They think it's important. This is not me strawmanning their position. I'm just reading the article. So when people hear about that, who are not Christians, but who are not hostile to Christians, they become hostile to Christianity. You turn agnostics into activist atheists with this kind of stuff. And you turn Christians who are on the fence into agnostics. And you turn even fundamentalist Christians into more mainstream Christians because they've had enough of this stuff. Whatever the truth is, it can't be this. So you think about that. Yeah, this is real Christianity, you know. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. You know what to do. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.